about vagina. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Turkey, turkey, who can I turn to? My mom made gravy and cranberry sauce too. Pass the stuffing, your mashed potatoes I adore.
Wow, he's good. I love him.
The dog is begging me beneath the table on the floor. Turkey, I got your number. Tryptophan makes me high. Turkey, don't change your number. 867530 Thanksgiving. 867530 Thanksgiving. 867530 Thanksgiving. 867530 Thanksgiving.
Lame.
The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The three dreaded D's, diarrhea, dementia, and death.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz! It's all about the buzz.
Go to Johnny Ringo Land.
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
See Cats Kittens tomorrow. Rob will dial for Thanksgiving transvestites.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Time for Dolores to dress up. Plus, we're going to maybe do some backwards stump the stoop tomorrow. But as we head towards the big Wednesday, Home November, Thanksgiving, spectacular.
Yay.
Featuring Blair Michaels.
Yes.
And he's going to perform for us. So she's going to perform for us.
It's going to perform, and it's details at DonandMikeWebsite.com. And we're still looking for that Xbox Rock Band.
Yes.
Yep.
Still looking. Can't find it.
Still
nowhere.
Looking.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Johnny Ringo.
Hi.
Hi there, Curly.
Before our top story, some late breaking stuff. Mr. Whipple is dead.
Oh, my God.
I know. Dick Wilson, who for decades told Americans, please don't squeeze the Charmin, was 91.
Oh, dear.
Mondays are money.
Except for Mr. Whipple. Mm-hmm. School buses are getting seatbelts. The transportation secretary today announced that federal highway funds will equip nearly a half million school buses.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
That didn't take long.
Exactly. A-Rod is your 2007 American League MVP. His third win in the past 5 years.
Boo!
The 32-year-old is about to sign a 10-year deal with the Yankees, had 54 homers.
Mike has a rod that he would like to present to A-Rod.
I would indeed.
Would you like to show him your rod,
I
A-Rod?
Would, as I congratulate him on re-upping with the New York Yankees. Mike Tyson will serve 1 day in an Arizona jail for drug possession and DUI because his car nearly hit a sheriff's car a year ago.
I don't want to go back in the joint.
I love your tattoo. Why is that?
I just don't want to go back. I don't want to go back in the jail even for 24 hours.
Why?
What do you see?
I see lots of stuff there. I don't shower. I don't shower much or anything because of this thing. You see guys' rectums, guys' genitals. Not fun.
Mike, you know what? That's just as stupid as anything I ever heard of.
Thank you. I don't shower much.
Mike.
Could you stop the planet now? Because I'm getting off.
There you
go. Go ahead. Get off. Get off, bitch.
Mike Vick reported to jail today to start serving his time. He'll find out how much time when he returns to court for sentencing on December 5th.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow down. He's in the hooscow now.
Yeah. He checked in early to, you know, that credit this time will be credited toward whatever time he's sentenced to.
Ooh, I'd like to see the video on that.
I'm curious.
Sure. I'm curious.
Sure. So he's just assuming he's going to get...
He reported today.
I would think if you're going away for a long time...
He's behind bars.
You'd hang out. You know, it's not... This isn't going to be a Lindsay Lohan deal here.
Yeah, watch that...
What's he doing?
Watch that movie with, what's his name, Ed Norton? Is it the 25th hour or something like that?
Okay.
About some cat that has to go to jail and at the last minute flips out and his dad. It was a Spike Lee movie. His dad at the last minute drives him out of the country. I don't know why he would, why Michael Vick would go in early.
I don't have any idea why. Did they say why he went in early?
They did not say why he went in early other than to credit the time that he knows he's going to be sentenced.
Well,
to.
Then he must be looking at gigantic jail time if he's, because how many weeks early is this going in now, Buzz?
December 5th for a sentencing, so what is that, like 2-3 weeks?
4 weeks, isn't
That's strange. That story just doesn't. I don't get it. I wish there was more explanation.
You know what? It would seem to me that he has an inline thinking it's a shorter time. Because if it's going to be a long time, wouldn't he take the time he has free?
And I'm so glad we had this time.
No one has any idea yet. We haven't had the sentencing yet.
But he's got to have some sort of clue, right?
The current time is 10 after the hour. Uh-huh. All right, here we go. All right. I'm sure this is where you got it, Buzz, but I'll just look myself.
All right.
At ESPN.com.
All right, then.
Blah, blah, blah. Here we go. Mike Vick surrenders to begin serving sentence before December 10th.
Uh-huh.
Mike Vick surrendered to... Hey, that's nice. When ESPN has a giant pop-up ad.
Yeah. the pop-up ads, I mean, please.
Handy, isn't it?
It bounces around the screen.
Yeah, so you can't see the text.
You got to use the mouse. Anyway, scheduled to be sentenced December 10th.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning, he accepted responsibility.
Right.
Vick pleads guilty, being held at the Northern Neck Regional Jail in Warsaw, Virginia? Warsaw.
Unless it's Poland.
Well, there's a Warsaw, Virginia, isn't there?
Here we go. Vick's decision to begin serving time before sentencing was approved by the judge and by Vick's lawyers.
So they know he's going to spend at least a month behind bars.
All right, so it sounds like maybe a little deal going on.
Vick could also be trying to show the judge he's accepted responsibility mm-hmm. for his actions in hopes of a lighter sentence.
Okay, there it is.
That works.
And let me see. Blah, blah. That's all.
Okay.
There it is. Not much to say. He's in jail. Airport security would like to thank you for taking off your coats and shoes.
Not much to say. Uh-huh. In the world of Ringo. JR. Buzz Burbank is
Johnny
Ringo.
That's right. Airport security would like to thank you for
taking. My God, you could have driven a semi truck through the hole there.
I wanted to make sure you were through. And like I said, there really wasn't anything to find there. Airport security.
Well, there was actually, because I mean, we found out that that's why he's doing it, because he wants to show the judge mm-hmm. that he's taking responsibility for that was the answer I was looking for.
Okay.
That's what I was
looking
for.
Could be one of them. Airport security would like to thank you.
Well, that is the
He's answer. Getting stubborn again. He's getting stubborn
well,
again.
Well, that's what it says on ESPN.com.
Right. Airport security would like to thank you for taking off your coats and shoes and for
Buzz?
Yes.
What is it about the Michael Vick story that has you digging your heels in? Hold on a second.
What? Nothing. It's just that we didn't find out that much more than what I'd already told you.
That much more as far as, you know, actual
right.
text.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a, you know, it was a plausible answer because I was totally confused because it's been a long time since that story been in the news.
That's true. Airport security would like to thank you for. I didn't want to leave a hole, so I'm just moving right ahead.
We bust balls every day. About this time with our friend Buzz,
uh-huh.
known as Johnny
Ringo.
JR.
Johnny Ringo.
Airport security says thanks for taking off your coats and shoes and for repacking your shampoos and giving up beverages. And just one more thing. Could you pack your bag a little more neatly, please? The Transportation Security Administration, as we enter the busy holiday travel season.
Buzz, excuse me. You
yes.
know, I love being corrected. Because, as you know, it's not a radio show. It's a game show.
That's right.
That we're doing. Hi. Correct me, please.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Johnny Ringo. Don, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be an ass, but here we go. That Ed Norton movie, The 25th Hour.
Yeah.
Okay, you've alluded to this movie a couple times, and you F up the end of that movie every time. That's a dream sequence. His dad doesn't actually drive him away from the prison. He's dreaming about his dad driving away from the prison.
Like I said, I love working on a game show where someone calls and tells you if you're right or wrong. So I was wrong about that. Thank you.
It's fun.
Whammy, whammy, whammy.
I watched an Ed Norton movie over the weekend. I watched an Ed Norton movie where he shoots a girl that he's in love with, and he's a loner. He's a drifter wearing a cowboy hat, and they chase him up into the mountains. And I have no idea why I brought that up,
that's
but I just did. And then he gets shot in the end, and that's how the movie ends.
He gets shot in the butt?
No, he gets shot in the end. He goes by horseback with this kid that he kidnaps. The sister gets shot, and then he kidnaps the brother, mm-hmm. and the father's a correctional officer, and the father is that actor that I never know the name of. He's the same one that was in Saint Elsewhere, and I forgot the name of the guy.
Pernell Roberts.
Not Pernell Roberts, no.
Trapper John Hemde.
No, I forgot the guy's name. He was also...
Daniels? He was the cab driver. He was in that cab driver series.
And listen, because
I don't remember.
My ego is so fragile. If you ever do catch me, and I do every day, make me mistakes, please don't call and chastise me and tell me. Just make a $1 donation to the Gay Men's Choir of D.C. every time I make a mistake.
You help us all when you do that.
Thank you.
Not only will you save my ego, but we'll be able to build that wing.
God bless.
I know who that actor is.
Who?
Howie Mandel.
No, it's not Howie Mandel. And I wish you'd probably really try to put that oversized brain together instead of thinking of jokes and think of the real actor that it is. Damn it, Rob.
Could that guy actually be true? Could I really have watched that movie all of those times and been so stupid that I never
What if you didn't watch it completely? Well, what if you tuned in halfway through and you saw the segment where, I mean, who hasn't been confused with dream sequences thinking perhaps that it's reality?
I thought it was real, for God's sake.
How often have you watched a movie that has a dream sequence and you're saying, oh, this is probably a dream sequence?
Always, Mike.
There you go.
Always. Every time I watch a movie, I say, is this a dream sequence?
I was watching one over the weekend. Thought it was a dream sequence.
What movie was it?
I don't know. Ringo. Live the dream. Like me.
All I know is that I am sleep deprived, and I'll tell you why. Because I was at every showing of that Dustin Hoffman movie this weekend.
Mr. Mangorian's Wonder Emporium. Better than Fred Claus. Sorry.
TSA is urging people to pack in layers and eliminate clutter. Electronics gets its own single layer. Clothes should be folded in their own layers.
Come on.
It's all explained on the videos now playing at the airport. You'll see the video when you're already standing there with your already packed bag. TSA says it's more likely to, and here's the threat and the warning, I guess. Okay. TSA says it's more likely to rifle through your stuff if it isn't packed neatly.
All right, I want to tell TSA right now, when I come back from Las Vegas on Sunday night on the red eye, I will be packing my suitcase like I would pack a Maytag for the first round of laundry. Well, thank you.
Prepare for delays. TSA says that will hold up the security line.
The red eye better be looking out for your brown eye.
Yes.
If they want to go through your bag after a weekend in Las Vegas, unless you decide just to throw your underpants away and leave them there.
I've got great luggage, beautiful, easy, very easy to recognize on the little conveyor belt.
Talk about a dirty bomb.
I've got fantastic stuff. American skid mark. That's my luggage.
Your TV strike update when we continue.
All right, thank you. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't just look at it.
Eat it.
Eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
I want to thank our friends at Best Buy. We're going to be giving them a prostate exam tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic news.
Yeah, rock star. Got it.
Cool.
Got it. Going to bring in the Xbox, bring in the guitars. Tomorrow, the entire show will probably be out of control with us attempting to play Rock Band on the air.
Get ready to see what silly asses we are.
What could go wrong?
Ah, Buzz, come on. Great. Ringo.
I've never picked up a guitar.
Now, will we be switching around at all occasionally? Will we be jumping around to different instruments?
That's the magic of Rock Band.
Fantastic.
We secured the thing, so thank you very much to Best Buy. Cool. Yeah. We appreciate that. We'll have that for you tomorrow. Buzz?
Yes?
You don't have anything about Simon Cowell, do you?
No, I don't.
All right. Just one thing I wanted to mention about him.
Sure.
Yesterday during football, I noticed that the ads are already starting for American Idol, saying, like, you know, in January it's coming. It was Simon Cowell going, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet, America.
Right.
And there was something on the American Idol website today from Simon Cowell about his sexuality.
Just in time.
If I was gay, the Simon Cowell.
Right.
If I was gay, why would I hide it? It's not as if the music business would be an off place for a gay man to work. He thinks he is more effeminate than the average man.
When he was reading that statement, did he have his bifocals on?
Because of his mom's influence. He says he has never had plastic surgery. Swears that his hair is his.
Of course it is.
He doesn't diet, but...
Shut up!
He does admit to weekly Botox injections.
Weekly?
Wow.
Every guy I know who works in Hollywood has them.
Everyone does. It's the way we do it. You have to understand that. Shut up. I'm talking. I'm talking Botox.
Botox.
It's normal for the conversation.
Boo
yourself.
Boo, you're straight.
the people who write the rest of your TV shows and movies and the companies that produce and sell that entertainment have agreed to go back to the bargaining table. They'll gather a week from today, just after the Thanksgiving holiday, to see if they can end this strike now in its third big week. Now the strike's starting to affect actors. Universal Studios has invoked a contract clause that lets them suspend half the actors' pay for 5 weeks. Some actors will be just plain out of work, including some from The Office, 30 Rock, and Saturday Night Live.
Oh, you'll see things start to move now.
I have hemorrhoids!
He doesn't need any money, although Steve Carell, my God, has been hit with the unlucky stick.
Sure has.
When it comes to movies,
mm-hmm.
when we went to see American Gangster this weekend, which I highly recommend, God damn, it's great.
Good movie.
It really is fantastic. That movie, Dan, whatever that movie is that he's doing, is the advisor.
Yeah, the obscure one, the small picture.
Right. Dan in real life.
That's it.
Walked past the theater, empty.
Yeah.
Absolutely empty. Who goes to see Steve Carell movies? And he had that, the Evan Almighty that was a
horrible movie.
Big stinker, too.
I think really what you might see him do, I mean, he's got the foundation doing The Office. You might see him doing little funny, tiny roles in different movies. That's what he should do. But mm-hmm. they all want to be Jim Carrey. Every one of these actors wants to do that.
And sure. Don't they see what Jim Carrey is now? I mean, look mm-hmm. at that movie, The 13 or whatever. Mm-hmm. 13
yeah,
was
the 13, right.
The last Jim Carrey movie?
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
And nobody went to see it.
And now, not only are TV shows vanishing, movie making is getting postponed. Filming has been delayed for the Da Vinci Code sequel, to name one.
Well, yes. that's good. That's good to get to spend that one.
That's right.
Writers believe the strike so far is a success, with Hollywood facing a potential loss of over $1 billion.
Oh, that's too bad, because I love Tom Hanks' haircut in that movie.
I know. Right. And Tom Hanks was going to be on with Julia Roberts on Oprah today.
Yeah, am I the only one that wants to punch Tom Hanks again? Have you seen the ads for the movie Charlie Wilson or whatever, that Charlie Wilson's War?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay. Well, here's the plot. I, based on a true story, of course, like they all are. Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks is some politician who just lines his pockets for years and years until he finds a very rich Dallas socialite, Julia Roberts, and together they fund a secret war in Afghanistan.
Oh.
And it starts off, of course, with Tom Hanks being your stereotypical politician.
Slicky boy.
He's in the hot tub with a bunch of chicks.
So it's another story of redemption for Tom Hanks?
Absolutely.
Oh, beautiful.
One other note about the writer's strike. Country singer Garth Brooks is on the writer's side. He canceled a recent Tonight Show appearance, which he now says was to show support for the writers.
There's old Chris Gaines.
He's also canceled today's appearance on The View and tomorrow's appearance on Ellen. He's canceling these appearances even though he has a new CD to sell. Maybe he's hoping the news of the cancellations will help in their own way, but here's the real reason. Quoting his publicist, Garth hopes to be a writer in the not-too-distant future.
There's the crazy. It's always the crazy with him.
Uh-huh. Brooks officially retired from entertainment 7 years ago. Asked for an explanation, his publicist said, we can't elaborate.
How long ago did you and I officially retire from entertainment, Mike?
16 years ago.
Yeah, around the time we got this gig.
Uh-huh. But I don't know why Garth Brooks, he's got all the money in the world. Why does he want to write again? Just to follow in his father's footsteps.
Because he can't.
Right.
Mel.
It's one thing.
Thank you.
When he writes a cookbook.
It's one thing when a Brazilian supermodel.
Hold on, who would write a cookbook?
Garth Brooks, because he's fat.
He likes food, you say.
That was for you, Rob, and for the rest of the show, your name is Rob Ringo. That's right. I thought you were playing the name game, for God's sakes. His name is Rob. He's getting a vasectomy, and his wife is working.
Ringo.
Really would have expected Albert from you.
Albert
Brooks.
I just bothered that he's
you know what I would have expected from you? Our Miss.
Yes.
Our Miss.
It's true.
Brooks, okay?
Our Miss Brooks, and now you're King of the Brooks.
It's one thing when a Brazilian
I'm babbling.
And proud of it.
You got to say it like this. I'm babbling.
I'm babbling. I'm curious.
One thing when a Brazilian supermodel disses the dollar, but in his new music video, rapper Jay-Z flashes euros, not dollars. And yesterday, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad reported that the oil-producing countries are talking about converting their cash into something other than the dollar. Now, a drama queen that he is, Ahmadinejad called the U.S. dollar a worthless piece of paper. But he was just coming out of a meeting with officials from the 13 nations that make up OPEC. Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, let's keep inviting him over here to speak at our colleges. That was a really good idea.
I'm really, really sorry. I'd like to apologize to everybody for saying I liked him.
Saudi Arabia spoke up in defense of the U.S. in all this, but it's being outnumbered by some less friendly OPEC nations, including Iran and Venezuela. Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez says the U.S. dollar is in a free fall without a parachute and that, quote, the empire of the dollar has to end. The Dow dropped 218 points.
Hugo now. Hugo now, no trouble.
If only. 38-year-old Julie Myers of Shawnee, Kansas, faced a lot of obstacles, but finally got the job as America's top immigration official. And now she may lose it because of a Halloween costume.
That bitch!
Julie didn't wear the costume, but she helped award it first prize at a Homeland Security party last month. It was a white guy wearing a prison uniform with darkened skin and a dreadlocks wig.
Awesome!
It's not as though the job was hers to keep. So underqualified is she to run the nation's second biggest law enforcement agency. President Bush had to give her the job while Congress was out of town and hoped they would confirm her later. After the costume incident, and that now seems unlikely, heck of a job, Julie.
Was that like blackface, like Ted Danson? Is that what you're talking about?
The argument is that it was more tastefully done, that his skin was carefully stained. But at the end of the day, to me, it's still blackface.
Rob, I'm curious.
I'm curious.
Where are you on tasteful blackface?
I'm wearing some right now.
Get out of here. Bed bugs invade the Fox News Channel when we continue.
It's the name of the disc jockey coming on after us tonight. Tasteful blackface. Stand by for Tasteful Blackface. Uh-huh. He's going to be talking about the events of the world.
A Rob Spiewak production.
Stand by there, Johnny Ringo. Oh, you got the nickname
I
back.
Do.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I know that you have many children.
I do.
And I know that Michael is in rehab, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. How did you know that?
You both also looked very angry and upset about it. Tell me what happened. We've heard so many things about it.
Yeah, Meredith, I'm not going to pull any punches here. I was very upset about it. Yeah. I thought it was very unfair for Larry King to throw that question at Marie.
Why do you favor rape?
The Don and Mike Show.
That was funny.
It was.
The comedy stops here. The Don and Mike Show.
Why do you favor rape?
Oh, Marie. Hi there, Buzz. Who knew there was controversy with Donny Osmond and Larry King?
I didn't think that they would have any controversy swirling around them.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
That's not Larry King.
Why men's rooms?
And if you want to talk about a grudge, you don't want to be on Donnie's bed.
No way, baby.
What a mean guy.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. And now news about the news. In New York, bed bugs have turned up in a newsroom at the Fox News Channel. News Corp brought in an exterminator last week, and people who work in that area have been
gay sex. Whoa!
To get their clothing dry cleaned.
Their studios are uptown, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where the bed bugs are.
Rats on the east side. Bed bugs uptown. Uh-huh.
Look at me.
I am shattered.
I'm in tatters.
The bed bugs must have been carried in by a guest or an employee.
No, what it was, I was at my house in the Hamptons.
Gay sex. Whoa!
And then I brought my bed bugs with me.
DonandMikeWebsite.com is our 24-hour-a-day website.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget our sister site, FireJoeGivesNow.com.
Right.
Thank you.
And New York City, by the way, has been battling bed bugs for the past few years, but usually only in hotels and apartments. This is the first newsroom they've turned up in. In other news about Fox News, Anchorman...
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Has Beth Ann McBride been to the Fox office?
No. She's on the other coast.
She's crawling with him.
Yeah. In other news about...
Ever since she got the breast job.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, they hopped on during the surgery.
Oh, dear.
Part of the filling.
They were in her corduroys.
Mm-hmm. Shepard Smith.
They raced through the corduroy stripes.
Shep's just signed a new contract for $7 million with the Fox News channel.
Shepard Smith?
I did.
He's a fag.
Fox chairman Roger Ailes says Smith's his guy when it comes to breaking news and being the voice of the network.
How many years?
I don't know how many years.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's our news. Well, that's our news, and I'm Shep Smith.
Shepard Smith.
I'm sorry, I can't do that. All I can do is, I'm Nancy Grace, and my babies are fine.
And I'm sorry I did.
I'm Nancy Grace.
And I'm Shepard Smith.
Will it happen again, Shepard?
It will not.
I'm Nancy Grace.
And I'm Shepard Smith.
And there you have it, the Fox News Channel. In Italy, the news media is being told to lay off the gossip. A court there ruled Friday that reporting gossip in Italy is illegal unless it makes a larger point about the celebrity.
Mamma mia.
It's a bad idea.
Mamma mia,
uh-huh.
Papa Pia, baby ate some diarrhea.
That's a funny joke, but it's so sad. Because Otis had the diarrhea.
It's not baby AIDS. Mama Mia, Papa Pia.
Baby got
some diarrhea.
That's right. Milk.
Lemonade.
Round the corner.
Fudge is made.
Mm-hmm.
So in Italy, for example, it's now not news if Britney Spears runs a red light while texting, but it is news if she does it with her kids in the car. That makes a larger point about her mothering abilities.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
If it's brown, flush it down.
The rules apply to Italian newspapers, television, and radio.
Hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Hot enough to fry a dog's brain.
There's an effort in Italy, meanwhile, to raise the standards for television. One broadcast company says it'll begin by eliminating all reality shows.
Because I have herpes.
And I don't.
The Marine Corps base, known as Camp Pendleton, is about halfway
up
between...
Up your nose... Like
with a rubber hose. That's
Mike, yes. Yes, we're playing Password, yes.
With a body like that.
You could go places.
You guys are the best.
Finally, from our Kids Don't Try This at Home department, in New Haven, England, 31-year-old Gary Ashbrook was ready to get high with a little nitrous oxide, a laughing gas.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Little canister.
There it is.
That's what happens. Little canisters of nitrous oxide are used as a propellant for whipped cream. Gary used three of these canisters to fill not the traditional punching balloon, but instead he filled a condom, which he then put over his head. Now he's the former Gary Ashbrook. Remember, kids, nitrous won't kill you, but a lack of oxygen will.
All right.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, he's gone.
That's not funny.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, no.
I didn't see that in the script. Those were guys died.
Yeah, he passed away, Don.
Yeah.
All right, listen, have a great night, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll do the Xbox thing.
Yep.
Good day to you, sir. Good day to you, sir. Ed.
About nitrous oxide.
Uh-huh. What about it?
I wonder if you could buy any in a Chicago baking supply store.
All about the buzz.
Peter North.
Oh, you got it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.